Test 76, Section 3, Question 2. Here, we're looking for the principle that underlies Vernon's response. And so it's basically what's an assumption principle. So Wanda says, common sense, you can't create visual art without visual stimuli in one's work area, just as a writer needs written stimuli. So basically, you need stimuli in the same sort of genre or same medium, so to speak. A stark, empty work area would hinder my creativity, so I wouldn't have creativity if it's stark. This is why there are so many things in my studio, so that's why I've got a lot of stuff there. Vernon, but a writer needs to read good writing, not supermarket tabloids. Are you inspired by the piles of laundry and empty soda bottles in your studio? So Vernon is saying, look, it's not just having stuff there. You need good stuff. And you apparently have these things that are not things. So basically, Vernon is the assumption or the principle underlying is that the piles of laundry and empty soda bottles are not enhancing creativity. And so that they are kind of getting in the way. So A, it is unhealthy to work in cluttered work area. Vernon never says anything about health. It's just about whether you're inspired by it. The quality of the stimuli in an artist's environment matters. Yes, that's the whole principle, is it's not just stimuli, it's good stimuli. Supermarket tabloids shouldn't be considered stimulating. Well, it's not saying whether they are or aren't stimulating, it's whether or not they're good. Messiness impairs artistic creativity. It's not about whether messiness hurts it. And then one should be, it doesn't say that it impairs it, it's just saying it doesn't help for D. One should be able to be creative even in a stark, empty area. That's not something that Vernon is assuming. Vernon's just saying you need good stimuli, not just stimuli. So therefore, answer choice B is definitely the best.